It's time for Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. From the bow to the stern, from port to starboard, and covering kayaks to cruise ships. Let's go down on the docks and join Captain Bob May for this week's show.
On the pontoon, making waves and catching rays up on the roof. Jumping on the back.
We were jumping off the top deck, but we sure had a good time on our pontoon boat this past weekend doing the harbor hop, and hope that some of you got out and enjoyed Lake of the Ozarks the way we did. It was certainly great, and we were anxious to see the final results and tabs and tallies from this past weekend's 20th annual spring harbor hop at Lake of the Ozarks. Happy Mother's Day to you, and here's a little quick tidbit for you this morning on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. In honor of Mother's Day, remember, it's on May 14th this year. That's tomorrow. Let's take a look at why boats are referred to as she. While some old sailors will joke and say, like a woman, a ship is unpredictable, or like a woman, a boat is hard to maintain, the real reason boats and ships are female is because the Latin word for boat is feminine. It's likely that it just is sort of a remnant of an old system of grammatical gender. Nonetheless, happy Mother's Day. Today on our program, we're going to be talking about National Safe Boating Week. We have Rachel Johnson standing by. We're going to be on the Boat U.S. guest line. Stacy Mosier, one of our Water Patrol officers, is going to be with us to talk about the Missouri Water Patrol's inspections coming up next weekend. And then the U.S. Power Squadron's Commander Richard Daybill is going to be here to talk about clean, green boating. And in our first segment this morning, we're going to talk about the cleatless dock. Rock Underwood is going to be with us. We interviewed him down at the Docks Expo just 2 years ago. He's got a new product out, and we're going to talk about that. If you're out on the lake today at Lake of the Ozarks, the Performance Boat Center's Fun Run is going to be today. They get underway at about 11 o'clock, so you'll need to keep your eyes open for those guys. They'll be flying around the lake, I'm sure. We're also going to include a new segment in the program this morning. This is a little nautical trivia, so here's the question. We're going to give it to you, and then we'll come up with the answer a little bit later in this segment. So the trivia question this morning brought to you by Marine Max. Oh, yeah. Premium brand, Sea Ray, sport boats, cruisers, and yachts. They've got the Asmus yachts as well, Harris pontoons, tritunes, Nautique ski boats, and, of course, the legendary Boston Whalers as well. Got a good brokerage department there as well. Mark Barber's handling that. Finance and insurance is available. Full boatyard service, of course. Mobile service. Huge part selection. Great ship store. And premier marina facilities as well. And they also offer some educational classes for you. Get a hold of our good friends at the Marine Max location. You can find them at 3070 Bagnell Dam Boulevard or the 16-mile marker on the water. They also have a location on Osage Beach Parkway right across from the Outlet Mall. And you can get them also by going to the website, marinemax.com. So here's the trivia question for this morning, nautical trivia from the No Wake Zone radio show. What's the nickname of the battleship Missouri? What's the nickname of the battleship Missouri? And we'll have that in just a moment for you. But first, let's talk a little bit about the cleatless dock. We interviewed Rock Underwood at the Docks Expo back in 2015, and he was working on this project. He had them pretty well done, but they weren't quite ready to start mass production, but now they're ready. So the interview starts with us asking Rock the question, tell us a little bit about this new invention.
It's a brand new product. It does away with the need for a cleat or a line on the dock surface, so it does away with all the banging, tripping, takes away all the liability issues for a dock that is a marina, whether it be a fuel dock or a restaurant or whatever. It's very simple to use. All you have to do is lift up the latch ring, pull the line off the spring-loaded spool below the dock, close the latch, that's it. You're docked and locked. It's that way until the next time you need it. When you're ready to leave, you undo it from your cleat, the line is spring-loaded back into the spool inside of a protective housing, close it, that's it. You're ready to go. So there's always a line ready. Anybody can do it. No special knots.
And it's all enclosed underneath, so bugs and animals and
right, keeps all the critters out, keeps snakes out, keeps the muskrats out from putting shells in there and getting it all tangled up, keeps the line clean, protective. Everything is stainless steel. It's designed to go countersunk flush into a 6-inch wide deck board. by cutting one board short, installing the stainless steel trim, reaching through, tightening the 8 nut bolts down, and then you install the unit on the top of that with 6 screws into stainless steel nut plates that are held in place.
Wow.
It's about a 20-minute deal for each dock, and it completely transforms your dock from something that's archaic and hundreds of years of having cleats to something that's stronger, you know, sleeker, stronger, and flush. So,
is there a, I don't want to say pull test, but how much of a wake that would hit a dock? We're at Lake of the Ozarks, so we have some issues with wakes and docks. Do you know how much pressure this thing's going to take before it would give way, or does it have a give way point where it would let up?
It's as strong as your dock, because here's the reason. Where a cleat is installed onto your deck board, this is inserted into your dock, and it becomes an integral part of your dock.
Yeah.
Since it's attached to 3 different deck boards with 8 stainless steel hidden studs, and 6 screws going down through the top of it, you've got 14 attach points, 3 boards that it's hooked to, and the front of the dock would have to come out. You'd have to pull out all 3 deck boards in the front of your dock, essentially pulling your dock apart to get this to come loose.
Right.
This line has 4,000-pound test pull. The cam cleat is solid stainless steel, as you can see right here.
Mm-hmm.
That's solid stainless steel plunger. Everything you see is 1/8-inch stainless steel. Stainless steel springs, stainless steel internal line spool spring, a couple of brass parts. Everything about it is corrosion proof, built to last, it's bulletproof. It's going to last as long as your dock.
All right, very good. Now, my last question is, it's made in the USA? All right, yep. Very good for that. Question about, a lot of people have these docks that have the concrete slabs in them instead of the wood. Are these adaptable to that at this point?
I'm not selling a product that... that transformed that, but the ability for them to come up with a slab that would allow them to, with a retainer ring, that it could insert this, then it could be.
Uh-huh.
And so there's a possibility that if somebody is interested in doing that, all they have to do is make one of their slabs be able to insert the stainless steel trim surround, and then the unit can go in that place. But as I understand it, the concrete slabs are not locked down. So they need to lock down that one. But it's easy to do from the top of the dock because you're reaching through an opening and they can have, angles and flanges and lag bolted in place.
Right.
And then this can be inserted in a trim that accepts this stainless steel trim, and then the unit works exactly the same way.
All right, gotcha. Now, if somebody wants some more information on these, website address?
www.cleatlessdock.com. And my phone number's on there as well.
Great new product. Keep your feet from getting damaged on the docks and be a little bit more convenient for getting tied up very, very quickly. So congratulations to Rock. Thank you so much for, again, keeping us in the loop and letting us know that the product is now available on the website, cleatlessdock.com. Market originator and an industry innovator are these folks at Hydrohoist. And we had an interview scheduled with Mick Weber, the CEO and president, executive director, the head guy at Hydrohoist. And he was unavailable this week, so we're going to try to catch up with him next week. But we want to talk about their Hydrohoist products, including their boat lifts, but also that new HP Extreme, the PWC docking platform. And I do want to mention for all of our international listeners that the folks at Hydrohoist have several locations around the world, including Canada, Norway, Sweden, Finland, and New Zealand. We're going to talk more with Mick about some of the international products that are available and where those particular dealers might be available in these other countries. Right here close to home, it's Joanne Clark. You'll find her at the Lynn Creek location right there on U.S. Highway 54. You can call Joanne at 573-346-7505. You can send her an email at jclark, just the letter J, Clark, at boatlift.com. Or go on the website, boatlift.com, for more information about wherever you might be to find a dealer near you. Hydrohoist Marine Group, and another sponsor of Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. We're going to have the answer to the trivia question coming up in just a minute. The trivia question was, what was the nickname of the battleship Missouri? Officials charged Jeff Nugent, age 50, of Moline, Illinois, with unsafe operation of a powered watercraft after he was clocked by DNR officials at speeds of 70 miles an hour in downtown Chicago River. The posted speed limit on that stretch of river is 4 miles per hour, so he was like 17, 18 times over the speed limit. And they say they've never seen an extreme case like this. Even though speed was extreme, DNR officers stated They would have let Mr. Nugent off with a large fine, but he became belligerent and combative, so that doesn't help. Mr. Nugent has raced in powerboat racing with the American Powerboat Association many times and has competed internationally, but going through the Chicago River down there at 70-plus miles an hour was not a good thing, and I'm sure that the DNR guys were not happy about it. All right, let's see. The trivia question answer is, what is the nickname of the battleship Missouri? Mighty Mo. You got that one right. Thanks for joining us on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show this morning. Well, coming up, we'll talk about National Safe Boating Week, which is next week starting on Saturday. Executive Director of the National Safe Boating Council, Rachel Johnson, is next on the Boat U.S. guest line. As we continue on News Talk KRMS, 1150 AM, 97.5 FM, 104.9 FM, and on live streaming audio. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Bonnie Last Charters is Mallorca's number one experience.
Bonnie Last is a 57-foot converted fishing boat. She was built in 1949 as a herring ringnetter in Scotland, and now she's set up for the Mediterranean. Apart from just relaxing in the sunshine on the deck, there's paddleboarding and any kind of exploring you can imagine up along the north coast of Mallorca here, quite often with Maggie the dog in tow as well. Bonnie Last Charters is unique because no charter is really the same. We work really hard to make it the perfect day for each individual client. To be able to go out and enjoy the day with the guests on board is just fantastic.
For more information and to make a booking, visit bonnielastcharters.com.
We got a full locker this morning of guests on our program, starting off with Rachel Johnson, Executive Director of the National Safe Boating Council, standing by next on our Boat U.S. guest line. Talk about National Safe Boating Week. Then Missouri Water Patrol Officer Stacy Mosier is going to join us with some details on some upcoming free boat inspections. Clean Green Boating U.S. Power Squadron's commander and chairman of the Environmental Committee, Richard Daybell, is going to be with us at the end of the show today to talk about things you can do to help keep our water clean and green. BoatJams.com, if you need some custom marine audio, boat stereo, LED lighting, GPS, or navigation, I want to urge you to get a hold of our good friend Todd. You can call him. He works in the area of Lake of the Ozarks, St. Joe, Kansas City, and Lake Perry, Kansas. Probably best number, 573-569-5325. Of course, you can look them up on the website as well, boatjams.com, for any of that custom marine audio work you do. And he does great work. So if you need some work done, LED lighting, some GPS or navigation, or just some stereo work on your boat, get a hold of Todd, boatjams.com. We're back on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. National Safe Boating Week is just ahead of us, May 20th through 26th, always the weekend before a big Memorial Day weekend. And to talk more about that and some other things going on at the National Safe Boating Council, we have Rachel Johnson, the Executive Director, on the Boat U.S. guest line. Rachel, good morning. It's great to have you back on the show.
Yes, thank you for having me. Good morning.
Yeah, it's been a year since we talked before? I think it has been.
I think it may have been. So I'm very happy to be back with you and talking about what's going on this year with boating safety.
Absolutely. We've got about three or four topics we want to talk about this morning. But first off, let's let our listeners know, what is the National Safe Boating Council and kind of what's your mission?
The National Safe Boating Council, we're a national 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is safer boating through education, outreach, and training. Now, we're very excited. In 2018 will actually be our 60th anniversary, so a big year for us coming up. But basically what we do is provide resources and information for other professionals that have direct contact with the boating public, and we have our own campaigns where we talk directly to the boater about how to be safer and ultimately how to have more fun out on the water.
Well, the big campaign, sort of in conjunction with that goes on all year long, is the Wear It campaign. Let's talk a little bit about that. You know, over the years, life jackets have changed and improved, and there's new ones out there all the time, but you got to make sure you've got those Coast Guard approved life jackets that you need on your boat or when you're going to be around the water with the youngsters. Tell us a little bit about the Wear It campaign, how that thing gets started, and it's been going on for quite a while now, hasn't it?
It has, yes. Yeah. So the message is wear it. Our main campaign that we're promoting for all boaters is to wear your life jacket. Now, this campaign has been going on for years, but unfortunately, the wear rate across the nation just hasn't really improved that much. And with that, neither have the drownings. In 2015, our most current statistics we have available, drowning was reported as the cause of death in 3/4 of all boating fatalities. And approximately 85% of those who drowned were not wearing their life jackets. So really, this campaign's about talking to adult males, women, children, basically every person on the boat. We want you to be wearing that life jacket rather than just having it on board to meet that carriage requirement.
The National Safe Boating Week is one week really out of the whole year that's set aside to really emphasize, you know, this going out and being safe on the water. Tell us a little bit about the campaign this year.
Of course, we know people are boating year-round. So at the National Safe Boating Council, our messages, our campaigns are always going on. But it's nice to take a certain week and really put extra focus and emphasis into safe boating practices. So National Safe Boating Week, the full week before Memorial Day weekend, because we know all of you have your sights on getting out on the water Memorial Day weekend, is May 20th through 26th this year. And we like to take that weekend before to basically have fun, talk about different boating safety practices, and really let boaters know how to be safe and, you know, bring that element into your fun boating weekend. So this year, we want people to join us for Wear Your Life Jacket to Work Day, the day before Safe Boating Week starts on May 19th, basically showing how easy it is to wear your life jacket even while you're at work. And you can find more information about that on ReadySetWearIt.com, because that next day we're asking boaters to participate in our world record event. And this is truly a world record. We have friends in Japan, Australia, South Korea, Canada, of course, coming together to set a world record for the most life jackets worn on Saturday, May 20th. And you can learn more about that at ReadySetWearIt.com.
The National Safe Boating Week has some partners along with the council. Who are some of those organizations that participate to help promote this around the world?
We really couldn't do anything without the support of the U.S. Coast Guard. They are one of our most valued partners in everything we do. We work closely with the U.S. Coast Guard's Boating Safety Division. And then the Canadian Safe Boating Council up north, of course, they always join us for Safe Boating Week. You know, a lot of people... With sharing the border, it's very important that we have similar messaging. And then, of course, all the state agencies, U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, those guys really help us reach boaters on a local level. And it's important that working with them, we're able to do so.
And I know several states and several lakes around the country have water safety council groups like we do here at Lake of the Ozarks. And I know our group's very active this time of year, getting things lined up and getting ready for all these Wear It events and the things that we do. But those local chapters that are formed, nonprofit groups, really help carry some of the water too, don't they?
They really do. You know, here at the National Safe Boating Council, we're a small staff. I always say we're small but mighty. And we recognize we could not deliver our messages without groups like yours, without those local safe boating councils and just those local efforts. That's really how these messages are getting out, and we thank all of you that are doing that great work locally.
Rachel Johnson's our guest, Executive Director of the National Safe Boating Council. I want to talk about Boat Beat, which is something new coming up. But before I do that, our inland water boaters probably don't use or would even know about EPIRB. But some of our coastal listeners, north, south, east, and west, and around the globe that are more cruising out in oceans, they need to know about the EPIRB. And you've got a campaign that's sort of underway now or coming.
So our Save by the Beacon campaign, and it is in full force, savebythebeacon.com. And what we're doing here is those boaters that are going offshore, those on the Great Lakes, even those locally, we're talking about EPIRBs, Emergency Position Indicating Radio Beacon. You don't need to know all that, but personal locator beacons for those that are kind of saying more inland, PLBs. And basically what these are is they're emergency communicating devices. So say you are offshore, or say you're even in a kind of a remote area and you realize your cell phone service isn't working and you don't have your VHF marine radio with you. If you have that personal locator beacon on your person, registered to your person, or that EPIRB that's registered to your boat, you are able to send up a signal to a satellite, and search and rescue would essentially be able to figure out exactly where you are to bring rescue to you.
And, you know, we hear stories, and it's not funny, but we hear stories from our lake, and I'm sure this happens at other lakes around the country. Somebody's on their cell phone calling for help, and they're talking to either the 911 operator or the water safety patrol or whoever it might be, and they're going, "Where are you located?" They say, "Well, I'm in a cove, and I see this white house with a dock." Mm-hmm. Well, that could be anywhere. So the EPIRB and this new personal device sounds like a very exciting thing. So we'll talk some more about that for our listeners. Boat Beat is something brand new that is out there. What's that all about, Rachel?
We're so excited about Boat Beat. Brand new. The website has been up for less than a month now, boatbeat.org. What we kind of discovered is, there's so much information about boating safety and for the media and for other professionals. And we thought we'd really like to bring everything together in one central site. So that's what Boat Beat is. It's a national online resource. It provides accurate recreational boating information, basically so that those in the media, those professionals can only, come to one central location. But it's great for boaters as well. We really pulled together great fact sheets, case studies, other media resources, so really anybody could use boatbeat.org to learn more about safer boating.
Great idea, and it's a good time right now to take a boating education class or kind of a renewal class to get yourself up to speed before we get to that big Memorial Day weekend. National Safe Boating Week, May 20th through 26th, all around the country and around the world. Rachel Johnson from the National Safe Boating Council, thanks again so much. Oh, website is safeboatingcouncil.org, right?
That's it, safeboatingcouncil.org. You can find way more information than we talked about today. Basically, anything you need to know about safe boating, safeboatingcouncil.org.
Hey, Rachel, thank you again. Appreciate it very much, and have a safe boating year.
Thank you. You too.
We're going to carry on with this boating safety theme with Missouri Water Patrol Officer Stacy Mosier next, talking about some inspections that are going to be coming up for you. As Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show continues on this Saturday morning, we thank you for joining us right here on News Talk KRMS 1150 AM 97.5 104.9 and on live streaming audio. Be right back.
My name is Matt Rutherford. I am the only person in history to have circumnavigated the Americas nonstop. I've sailed alone across the Atlantic twice. I've crossed the Pacific, I've sailed through the Bering Sea and around Cape Horn. I understand the challenges you will face trying to accomplish your blue water dreams. And I know how important it is to have the right boat. Whether buying a blue water boat or selling your blue water boat, Rogue Wave Yacht Sales has the experience to make that happen. Email me at matt@roguewaveyachtsales.com.
I'm John Herlig. In Postcards from Sea, I tell stories of my travels aboard Ave Del Mar, my 1967 Rawson cutter. I deal with serious nautical issues like how to sail your mast into a tree on a canal, what kind of incense best covers the aroma of kimchi fermenting on your boat, or whether or not I can beat a leukemia patient at a video game. It's simply the story of my life, and my life happens to take place on a 50-year-old sailboat with no particular destination in mind. I hope you'll join me and some of the wonderful characters I meet as I travel for my show, Postcards from Sea, every other Monday here on Boat Radio.
Time goes forward, go and catch your jet, you will find your moment. Time goes forward, stay and have a sniff, let's dream about the future.
Get your boat inspected for free. Safety is very important out on the water, and the Missouri State Highway Patrol, Water Patrol Division, is going to be doing free inspections next weekend. Yeah. That's what I said, yeah. Stacy Mosier, Water Patrol Officer, is joining us next on the program. Paradise Upholstery and Canvas professionalism begins with their outstanding customer service, followed closely by their dedication to quality. They do it right. Does take some time, but they do it right. Get in touch with them through their website, ParadiseUpholstery.com. You can email them at info@ParadiseUpholstery.com. See more information, see some of the videos on my website. Go to BobsNoWakeZone.com for that. Bimini's Custom Interiors, Interior Restoration, Enclosures, and they'll do a color match for you if one seat needs to be fixed and the rest of them are okay. They can do that too. Paradise Upholstery and Canvas. Check them out at ParadiseUpholstery.com. And coming up in just a couple of weeks, the pirate ship Calypso starts their cruising, and they're going to be doing those treasure hunt cruises again this year. They are very popular. And we are going to be offering you a $3 off promotional code called No Wake Zone when you go on their website, and that's jollycharters.com. Complete that. You'll see all the information there, a list of the dates and so on of when they're going to be doing it. And just put in the promo code No Wake Zone. Receive $3 off per ticket if you do it that way. And we hope you'll enjoy the Calypso Cruise from Jolly Charters. Well, a good morning to Water Patrol Officer Stacy Mosier, and we wear several hats, don't we?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
We had a very interesting day a week or so ago when we were working for the Water Safety Council, and that was a great day. We distributed a lot of good, positive boating safety information.
You know, that is a great day. Anytime with the Water Safety Council, it's just an opportunity to get out in the community and kind of meet some of the business owners and get to some of the restaurants and bars and some of the marinas and some of the places where people congregate and just have a positive impact and kind of pass out some literature on some designated captain programs that we have and kind of get some stencils painted on Life Jacket Zone, just a kind of a subtle reminder for some parents when their kids are walking down those ramps. And Water Safety Council does some great stuff. That was definitely a good day.
You know, we also were passing out those coasters that the Marine Dealers Association, our boat dealers who are around the lake, are providing in huge quantities. So when you're out at our waterfront restaurants and bars, pick them up. They're free to take with you. And it says on there, give them a break, watch your wake. So we thank the Marine dealers for that.
You know, we really do. As many different ways as we can get that message out. And that is that's a boat operation message. A lot of different types of boats on the lake. We've got everything you can imagine, from the smallest bass boats and John boats, utilities, work boats, wakeboard boats, you name it, all the way up to the commercial boats and the cruisers and the 60-foot. So sometimes in order for all of those boats to get along, we've got to be a little cognizant of what we're leaving behind us when we're cruising down the water.
Absolutely. One of the other hats that you wear is a training hat, and that would be in our elementary schools. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing out there.
The water enforcement, obviously, in December, January, kind of slows down a little bit. And that's when we really shift into the education mode. And that's a very enjoyable part of the job, just an opportunity to get into the schools. Camden County Health Department, there's some grant funding associated with a program where we go in and we do 15 or 16 preschools, just about every preschool we can get into. You know, we roll around on the floor with the kids and talk about life jackets and what that is like and what being in the water is like. And it's never too early to kind of plant those seeds of safety and some of the things that they should be aware of. So, and then we get into the lower elementary and the upper elementary schools. We do the week-long boat education program, which is the required program. It's NASBLA certified, so anybody that passes that is eligible for their boat education safety card, which is required for anybody born after January 1st of 1984. So some real neat opportunities that we have.
That's really great. Well, we're coming upon National Safe Boating Week, which is May 20th through 26th. There's going to be a lot of activities going on around the country, and right here at Lake of the Ozarks, we've got a couple of things happening. On Friday the 19th, the Water Safety Council is hosting a Wear Your Life Jacket to Work Day event, and this is going to be something something that you'll probably see on social media. We've got some video that's going to be done. We've got some classic boats that are going to show up, and hopefully some of our state representatives and senators, possibly the governor. But we've got a proclamation that's going to be coming to us as well that day. But in preparation for and during this special week set aside to really call attention to safe boating, we want to encourage boaters to have their boats inspected. And so the Missouri State Highway Patrol Water Patrol Division has released a news release that's got a listing of all of the different locations around the state where officers will be available to do a boat inspection. So let's I guess, ask you the first question, and that is, for here at Lake of the Ozarks, where and when are these inspections going to be taking place? And they are free, and they don't give you a ticket if you're missing something, but it's a way to get your boat up to specs for the boating season.
On Saturday, May 20th, we're going to have three stations set up, one at PB2. We like PB2 because if you have a trailerable boat, we're encouraging people to bring those boats on the trailers. We can do the inspection there. Or if you're on the water, we have access there, kind of centrally located. So we'd love to see you at PB2 from 9 to 11. We're also doing one at the conservation access right below Bagnell Dam. There's a lot of traffic on the rivers, and a lot of those river boats don't come up on the lake, and a lot of the lake boats don't go down on the river. So we'd really like to be accessible to everybody. So we're going to be at the conservation access. And the other one we'll have is up at Pirates Point Marina at the 35-mile mark. A great place up there. The Morris family, they're real boating, safety-minded, very, very active with some of the different agencies and different organizations to take care of the lake. And it's a great place to stop in, and we'll be there on the docks ready to inspect any boat that we can look at.
The conservation area down below the dam, we hope that the floodgates are closed by that time.
Yeah, definitely. You know? Definitely. There was a lot of water there a little bit ago.
Oh, man. I saw where they're going to be running it for a few days here as Truman starts to come down, because they were way up. So, but, yeah, be careful out there if you're going to be down below the dam, for sure. What are some of the things, when you get your boat inspected by one of the Water Patrol officers, what are some of the things that you guys are actually looking for and are going to talk to the boat owners about?
Really, our main focus when we're looking at those boats is safety. So we're checking the things that you've got to have, life jackets, and not just having the life jackets on board the boat, but to actually pull them out and look at them. Just by their nature, the life jackets get out in the sun quite a bit, and the sun is very detrimental to the lifespan of a life jacket. So kind of check those clasps, check the zippers, make sure that they're not faded or ripped or torn. Make sure they're in good shape, they're accessible. A lot of the questions that we get is, where is a good place to store the life jackets while we're underway? What does accessible mean? So we'll look at the different areas and kind of talk with them on where the life jackets should be, what they should look like if they're in good shape, and how many you have to have. So that life jackets are a big thing. Another thing that we look at is the gasoline. So that's obviously a hazard. Anytime you have a spark and you've got gasoline, you've got a potential for fire. So we're looking at your blower system, your exhaust system, making sure that everything is vented, that your hoses aren't leaking. You know, rubber hoses in a marine environment have a tendency over the cycles that we have in Missouri with the freeze and the thaw and the freeze and the thaw. So they take a little bit of abuse. So we're just looking at the safety equipment. We'll look at your lighting system to make sure that everything is in order there. It's just a full safety inspection. So
fire extinguishers?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The location of them, whether or not they're, once again, accessible, making sure that they're not stored. It's not illegal to store your fire extinguisher in the engine compartment. However, if that's the source of your fire, so that's not a place that you want to have to dig into the fire to get your fire extinguisher. So we kind of talk about some of the placements. Same thing with life jackets.
Okay.
on where things are and how to react, if you're able to react in enough time on an emergency.
You know, this Safe Boating Week is also a good time to take a boating education class. There's several of them that are available online. They're free. They're very, very good, especially the ones approved by NASBLA. You can just sit down for a little bit, just do a review. Think about some of the things that you're going to be doing while you're out there with your family and your friends. The other thing is the Missouri Water Patrol puts out a really nice handbook that's accessible a lot of places. Most marinas have them. Some of the rental operations around the lake have these. And it's a good book to quickly thumb through and just make sure that you are up to specs for everything that you need.
Absolutely. And we will have these available at our inspection stations. If you just want to stop by and say hi and grab a booklet and move on and don't want to take the time for the full inspection, we totally understand that. But it'd be a great opportunity to grab a handbook.
Well, thanks for all that you guys do out there. I know it's a tough job. Somebody has to do it. And I'm glad it's you.
Me too. I wouldn't be anywhere else.
And we want you to have a safe summer here at Lake of the Ozarks and around the country as well. Once again, that the listing of all of the locations that will be available for free inspections by the Water Patrol officers. There's a news release on the Water Patrol's website. You'll just have to kind of Google search Missouri Water Patrol. You'll find that. Go to news release section and scroll down a little bit. You'll see the National Safe Boating Week news release, and that's got all the dates and all the locations and times for these complimentary inspections by the Missouri State Highway Patrol, Water Patrol Division. And Officer Stacy Mosier, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Green, clean boating. United States Power Squadron Commander and Chairman of the Environmental Committee, Richard Daybell, is next on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. On News Talk KRMS, 1150 AM, 97.5, 104.9, live streaming audio, archives at bobsnowakezone.com. We shall return. Don't throw off the lines yet.
Our aim at Street Invest is to put a trustworthy adult into the lives of street children so that they can support them in creating the most positive paths for their lives in the future. We work around the world, working on the street with the children where they are. For such a large group of children, the amount of funding available is tiny. Really, the funding that keeps organisations like Street Invest going comes from individual donors. Street children are the most abused, neglected, violated children, yet they are also the most resourceful, responsive and resilient children that we could have the honour of working with.
For more information or to make a donation, visit streetinvest.org.
CCR bringing us back into the program, Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. And why that song? Well, we're going to talk about clean, green boating. U.S. Power Squadron Commander Richard Daybell and Chairman of the Environmental Committee is standing by on the Boat U.S. guest line to talk to us in just a moment. Captain Ron's is the official waterfront restaurant bar of Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show this year, and we thank them for coming on board with us. And you're going to love Captain Ron's. They've got the big Mother's Day brunch going on tomorrow. Don't forget that, 9 to 1. Then starting on Monday, they open 7 days a week at 11 o'clock. Boy, it's that season, isn't it? Right upon us. Tonight, we've got Outlaw Country going to be playing from 8 until midnight, Saturday night at Captain Ron's. And, of course, it's the place that's happening on the lake, 34.5-mile marker by water. You can also find them on Lake Road 550 Sunrise Beach, just past the Hurricane Deck Bridge going up Highway 5. Look them up on the website, CaptainRon'sAtTheLake.com, for more information. The pirate ship Gypsy Rose is going to be cruising this season as well, so watch and listen for more information about that. And you can find the whole lineup of all the entertainment and special things going on at Captain Ron's by visiting their website, CaptainRon'sAtTheLake.com. It's the home of the shootout, Captain Ron's, and it's also the official restaurant, bar, and restaurant for Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. We're continuing our Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show this morning, and today we're going to talk a little bit about clean water and things you as boaters should and can do to help make our waterways clean and, of course, safe. To talk more about this, we have the chairperson for the Environmental Committee with the United States Power Squadron. Down in Florida, it's Captain Richard Daybell, and good morning, Richard. Nice to have you with us, sir.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you for the opportunity to share our thoughts with the public on clean, green boating.
Tell me about this Green Clean Boating Committee or group that you serve on. What's that all about?
Well, we at a national level try to do things to come up with topics to share with our members, which is we've got about 30,000 members in the Power Squadron and other boaters, about things that can be done to make the water a better place and keep it cleaner by practicing simple things like avoiding littering, keeping all our man-made things on board, and particularly things like cigarette butts, which we don't approve of smoking, but that's another issue. Styrofoam, plastic bottles, fishing line, things like that. Just the idea is keep it on the boat and take it ashore to get rid of it. We also get involved in things like what do you do with your flares when they expire? It's been a nationwide issue that is handled different ways in different parts of the country, but basically the idea on flares is just find a safe way to get rid of them if you're done with them. Actually, there's a good development in the area of flares in that there's now an electronic strobe unit you can use for emergencies instead of having flares. So you see deer in the water. You don't want to go run over them. You want to admire them for being in the water. You protect them. You do the same thing with saltwater life, with sea lions, dolphins, manatees, whales, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Tell me, Richard, a little bit about your background in the Power Squadron. How long you been involved in the organization?
I've been in the Power Squadron for about 17 years. I'm actually from California. I just moved to Florida last year. I've been involved out in California with a program called the Dock Walker Program, where we try to encourage boaters. We hand out materials and stuff to them so they can practice clean, green boating. To keep anything man-made out of the water, things like trash, things to do with your sanitation, you know, keep that on the boat and dump it ashore. And if you get fuel in the water, we don't want you to use soap to sprinkle it down and sink it, because that just creates more harm in the bottom of the water.
I want to talk to you about that just a little bit more. That seems to be a standard practice around many waterways where there's fuel available. Where something does spill overboard, it seems like the dock workers grab a squirt bottle of liquid, you know, dishwashing soap, and they squirt it on the fuel, and that's not a good thing, is it?
Actually, no, and it's actually illegal, but I don't want to focus on what's illegal. I just want to focus on what we as boaters need to do to avoid problems. What happens when you spray the soap on the fuel slick on the water? It makes it sink to the bottom, and it messes up the bottom of the water, and it also interact with the life in the water, fish, turtles, and whatnot. So the idea is to avoid using soap. If you do have a slick, you want to be using absorbent pads. So I don't know who invented them, but they're incredible devices. You put them out, and it actually attracts and holds fuel. Our 2x2 square pad will hold like a quart of oil if it has to. It won't soak water, but it will grab the oil. So, again, that applies fresh and salt water.
There's a word called glob, G-L-O-B, and apparently that fuel mix with that liquid soap, when it sinks to the bottom, it becomes a glob, and those are not good for the environment. They're certainly not good for the fish habitat, and it helps keep our lakes dirtier than they need to be. Richard, I want to talk to you a little bit about bottom paint. Particularly in salt water, people have bottom paint, or they keep their boats out of the water on lifts. We do the same here in the middle part of the country, and, of course, across the United States, people use bottom paint. But there's an alternative to that. Tell us a little bit about this transducer-style cleaning method.
This is something I just heard about last August. I was up at the boat show in Tampa and learned about it, a product from a company called Ultra Sonitech, and it's where they installed a system of transducers inside the hull below the waterline, and they send an ultrasonic signal out that keeps the growth from building up on the bottom of the boat. You get a little slime, and if you just run the boat, occasionally it'll wash off.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about styrofoam and cleanups around shorelines. Now, we here at Lake of the Ozarks are grateful because we have thousands of volunteers that go out twice a year, once in the spring and in the fall, to do shoreline cleanups on our lake. And we've noticed a dramatic change in the quality of the water and the cleanliness of the water, the clearness of the water. at our lake, and I know many lakes and waterways do this, but those cleanups are very, very important. And if there's not anything organized, maybe people should just sort of do it out on their own.
We encourage our members to participate both on the actual event days. The third Saturday in September has been set up as International Coastal Cleanup Day, which is just one day here locally. Our local squadron has a park they clean up three times a year, and the idea is to get people out and just pick up litter. Of course, I contemplate boaters who care should never let any styrofoam containers ever get on their boat to begin with, because I've been out in the Pacific Ocean. I've seen styrofoam cups 150 miles offshore, and it's very unfortunate. But the idea is to get people to participate. Also, when you're out on your boat, have a net on board. And if you see something floating on water, take the time to go pick it up and get it out of the water. Mm. Just kind of basically pick up litter, I guess, is a pretty basic thing, but that's what we're contemplating and encouraging. And by the way, we find that the biggest items that we're picking up are cigarette butts, plastic bags, plastic drink bottles, and styrofoam cups.
Mm-hmm. Well, the styrofoam is certainly one that outlives itself, and it continues to stay out there. Now, fortunately, many waterways around the country have used this new encapsulated foam for their dock supports, and the styrofoam has gone the way. But there's still some occasionally you'll see floating around. It's, you know, maybe stored up on land someplace, and we get a big rain, and it flushes it down into the waterway, and those are not good. So that's a good recommendation. Pick it up with your boat, or if you've got a long handle type, netting, like a fish net or something, pick it up. Captain Daybell, we appreciate you very much for the kind of work that you do through the Environmental Committee with the Power Squadron there in Florida. If somebody wants some more information on getting involved with the Power Squadrons, how do they get in touch?
Okay, the best thing to do, Bob, is for them to go to USPS.org. They can access the nearest squadron to them. USPS.org is the best bet.
Some great information, and we do thank you for the kind of work that you guys are doing out there in the Green Clean Boating Commission. Thank you so much, Captain Richard Daybell from Florida. Appreciate you being on the show. Thanks again.
All right, Bob. Thank you.
And thanks again to Stacy Mosier, our Missouri Water Patrol officer, being with us, and also Rachel Johnson from the National Safe Boating Council for your words of wisdom as we head into National Safe Boating Week starting next week. The folks at Boat US and Towboat US would like to remind you that before you get out on the water this season, why don't you sign up for the Boat US towboat service right here at Lake of the Ozarks. You can call 573-216-4701. That's 573-216-4701. You can go on my website and find the logo for Towboat US and sign up right there, or you can go to BoatUS.com for some more information. Download that free app, too. It's a good one. Hey, thanks a lot for being with us this morning. Ray Buckley and the Computer Experts coming up next right here on this very same radio station. Don't go away. Hey, and we'll see you next week, same time, same boat channel right here for Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. More info on BobsNoWakeZone.com. See you next week right here on News Talk KRMS Osage Beach.